الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glories for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our cherisher, our nourisher, our provider, the one who loves us and the one who sent the beautiful messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the noble Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and upon his noble and purified family and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. May Allah azza wa jal accept our sincere intentions and efforts and make this day a moment, a means for our forgiveness and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Today we will talk about something which is the talk of the town, which is the talk of the community, the talk of this country, and also the talk of many countries throughout the world, and surprisingly, the talk of modern day Saudi Arabia as well. So everybody, especially the youngsters, are talking about love, and they say love is in the air, which is a phrase that we're surrounded by love. And some say it's the time for Cupid to shoot his arrow, but others see it as shaitan also attacking the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some see it as a time for our own nafs falling into our own whims and weaknesses and desires. And if you just have a very cursory glance at the statistics for this particular day and the days building up to today and the few weeks after, you'll be quite surprised to see what is actually going on. And you'll realize that this is not love based on the statistics that we actually can read. 68% of 18 to 34 year olds, so not we're just talking about teenagers and youngsters who are naive and don't know what they're saying or doing and understand, but 18 year olds up to 34 year olds, 3,000 people were selected in this particular survey. And they have the most amount of conjugal relationships, i.e. the most amount of sex on this particular day. And as you know, these are not people who are married, who are not doing things lawfully, but rather these are people who are having illicit relationships, which is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by our particular deen. And similarly, if you look at the statistics of the sales of condoms, it's 70% increases during this particular period. So you have to ask yourselves, what are our children, what is the community, what is the society doing? Where are they going? Is this the true expression of love? And is this how we should behave within our communities and our societies? Is this what we should be fearing, that our children are part of that statistic of those 70% increase in the purchases of condoms? And every year, especially in the month of March, because we're in February now, but in the month of March, if you look at the statistics and you look at the data shown by the CNN and various other organizations, solicitors and lawyers and firms, they say there's a 40% increase in divorce filings in the month of March. Why? Because the expectations of the husband or the spouse or the wife fell short, and therefore they have a fight and an argument. You didn't get me this, or I expected this on Valentine's Day, and my life is miserable, and X, Y, and Z. So there's a 40% increase in divorce filings all surrounding this particular day and the build-up towards this particular day. So the question really is for ourselves and also for our youngsters and the future generations, is this the true meaning and the true expression of love? Or do we actually find the true meaning and expression of love that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That true, pure, unadulterated love. Or do we have the true expression of love that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and had for the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? That true love of companionship, of suhbah. Or do we have the true expression of love of the greatest love story between the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha? Not based on looks and wealth, but rather love of the soul, love of the character and that particular individual. These are the true expressions of love within our deen. And this is what we should look towards and make sure we place these things in the hearts and mind of our children, rather than just say, oh, get a rose and get this and get that, because we know how it continues and where it will inevitably end up. So we need to be very, very careful of this expression of love. That doesn't mean Islam is against it, because if you actually look in the Quran, the word love, mahabba, in its various forms is mentioned over 95 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He mentions anything, has a huge importance. But when Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned something 95 times, then you know that this is something extremely important. And various words of hab, of hub, hababa, mahabba, habba and istahba, all of these particular verbs and how they come together, they have various different nuances and meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also uses the term endear, which is an expression of love as well, a proximity of love. To prefer other people over yourself, that is also a form of love. To have somebody who is your beloved, mahbub, you know, habib and mahbub, which we talk about all the time, to have a beloved as well, to have somebody who is dear to you, very, very close to you. And also this word habba means a grain or a seed. And that love is also something which is placed in the heart of an individual, and it grows, and it strengthens, and it flourishes, and it flowers. This is also part of that expression of love as well. So we need to look at this version, this true expression of love from the Quran, and also from the Sunnah, and be teaching these expressions and modes of meanings of love to our children, and how to express themselves in the correct way. We as human beings, we have been created to love our Creator, to love our Lord, to love our family. Every child loves their parents. You love your parents. This is innate. This is part of your fitrah. This is by default. You automatically have this affinity, this attraction towards your parents. You love your siblings, even though you'll probably strangle each other first, but that's an expression of love as well. You may hit them, that's an expression of love, albeit something which is not really in the correct way, but nevertheless, you love your siblings for good and for bad. You love your family members for all the good that they give you and all of the difficulty as well. Your chachi, your mummy, your ta, your pupus, etc. It's all part and parcel of that greater package of love. You love your friends as well, and you have this bond. You have BFF, best friends forever, and you are the only friend, and you talk to them and you do everything towards them. Part of love is to have that purity within your heart, within your actions. Part of love is that fitrah, that lean, when you lean towards something which gives you comfort and sukoon and happiness. So you love your family, you love your community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to love our community, tells us to love the environment and the world that we are living in, to show our love and expression of our love even to animals, to the wildlife, to the environment as well. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as a token of love, as an expression of love, would give names to all of the animals, whether they were a camel or a cow or a sheep, whatever it was. The Prophet ﷺ, as a means of endearment, as a means of connection and love, would have names for each particular animal. And he would stroke them as well and feed them in a kind and compassionate manner, which is all expressions of love. So you have this, but the real question is, do you ever fall in love with your Creator? We are very ready to fall in love with a woman, fall in love with another man, fall in love with our children, fall in love with various other things. But the true love, the pinnacle of love, and the primary mode of love is to fall in love with your Creator, who created you, who gave you that heart, who gave you that soul, who gave you that mind, who gave you that ability to love. This is that first love that we should have, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second love that we should have is to love our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one who gave us hidayah. He is the one who gave us iman. He is the one who gave us the nur. He is the one who gave us the way of life, our character, our akhlaq. Everything comes from the love of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen him. He could have delivered his message to a few people or printed it out and placed it on his home and said, "That's it. Allah, my job is done. I've shared your message with everybody. I've put a notice on my door and that's it. Whoever wants to believe, believe. That's it. My job is done." But no, due to his love, he endured all of the pain and the persecution, the assassination attempts. He endured so much due to our love, because He wanted to see us, He wanted to protect us from the fire of hell, He wanted us to go into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la due to His love. Even though He had not seen us or met us, He still would do dua for us and say, I love those people who will come after you even though they have not seen me. This was His expression of love. How much do you love your Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, who has done so much more than your parents can ever do for you? How much do you love the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? What are your modes of expressions of love for the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? Is it just on the day of Jum'ah you join in salatu wasalam and that's it? Or when you remember and then you just read durood here and there and that's it? Love is to be like that person, behave like that person, talk like that person, walk and dress, do everything like that person, because you are in love with that particular individual. This is what it means to be in love of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Do we truly love our deen? When a child loves a particular sweet or loves a particular chocolate or an ice cream, then they always gravitate towards that. They love grabbing that and eating that and consuming it and just devouring it. They can't live without that particular item. But how much do we love our deen? We pick and choose when we want to adopt our deen. When it suits us, when it's easy for us, when it's comfortable for us, then we'll go and then we'll pray when the timing is right and when we're comfortable, when all the things fall in place, when we've done all of our other duties of the dunya, then we say, okay, chillo, I love my deen, so let me go and do X, Y, and Z for my particular deen. This is not the true expression of deen. The deen is the primary, at the forefront of your mind, to always do that which is a pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam, that the deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen that He has chosen for you, is the deen of Islam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that I have chosen the deen of Islam for you. Therefore, this is the best way for you. When your beloved gives something to you, you may hate that particular thing. You may dislike that particular thing. You may not have tried that particular thing, but because your beloved has given it to you, you'll eat that and you'll enjoy it and you'll have a smile and you'll begin to love that particular thing, even though you originally didn't necessarily like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen our deen for us, has chosen the most beloved, most loving, most caring, most compassionate messenger, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He's so concerned about your welfare and your well-being. He's concerned about you. He's compassionate and caring for you. This is the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Where is our same concern and love and compassion for our deen, for our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or for our Lord? We reserve all of our love and our devotion and our endearment and our infection and our expressions of all of these things for those people who are immediately before us, and that's it. And bacha kucha, as they say. You know, just like when we come on particular occasions and then we put our hands in our pockets and we'll put the notes to the side and even we'll put the pounds to the side and then we'll take out whatever's remaining and we'll give it. No. Love means that you just put your hand in and give whatever you have in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give the bacha kucha time that you have left, the bacha kucha energy and effort and health and ability that you have left for the sake of Allah or the deen or the messenger. No, you give the best of your deen, you give the best of your health, your wealth, your time, your effort, your ability to Allah, to His deen, and to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. That is love. Who has the love of the hereafter? The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam had love for the hereafter because he said that the death is a gift to the believer, because you are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who you are in love with your creator. This is why the Sahaba ikram looked towards the hereafter and they ignored all of those things here in the dunya. So do we truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the question that you have to ask yourself. You truly love the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And a part of love as well is to also hate and despise those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hates as well, and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam hates. So to love what Allah loves and His Rasul loves, and to hate what Allah hates, and also what the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam hates as well. So true and pure love is to surrender, to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means when you express yourself and you bow down and you submit and you surrender completely and you annihilate yourself and you be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no greater expression of love when you are in a state of sajda, in a state of sujood, when you are crying profusely and you are connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will comfort you, He will ease your pain, who will take away your suffering. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will do that. Every time something happened, what did the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam do? He turned to Allah azza wa jal. He turned to his Lord, to his Creator, and submitted and bowed down and said, Allah, I can only complain to you. I can only turn to you. You are the only one who can remove my suffering and my pain and alleviate and remove my condition. You are the one. This is an expression of love. When you love somebody, you ignore your friends, you ignore your acquaintances, you ignore your colleagues, and you'll go to that one individual who you know will comfort you and safeguard you and protect you. Just the way a child will run to their mother, a child will run to their father in pain and suffering and difficulty, and they will go and crawl to their parents and they want that comfort and support. This is how we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do we do that is the question. So this is the true meaning of love and expression of love, to submit and surrender and then to annihilate yourself in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in following the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The expressions of love that we see here in the dunya are superficial, are artificial, are just skin deep. And these are the love just of the body, of the eye, of a glimpse, of a feeling, of a sensation, just that. This is just of the body. But the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you, demands from you, is the love of your heart, is the love of your mind, and the love of your soul. Allah ta'ala doesn't need the love of your body, doesn't, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't need that either. But it is your heart that is most important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshaAllah al-Aziz, in the following few weeks, we'll talk about this true meaning and expression of love from the Quran and Sunnah. We'll talk about the greatest love story of our deen, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll say the Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And we will see what it actually means, what is the true meaning of love, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses it, and how we are falling short in our love, devotion, submission, and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, following the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in our deen and also in our love for the hereafter, because we love the dunya, we want to live, we want to continue, we don't want to die, we don't want to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If these are the thoughts in your mind, you need to reassess where your life is going. So Allah azza wa jal loves those individuals who sincerely love Him and passionately love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That they are amongst people, amongst mankind, people who take other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as equals. And they love those individuals or those deities, those beings, as they should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not just talking about a putla or a statue or anything or an idol, stuff like that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran has mentioned, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen that individual who takes his own whims and his desires and he begins to worship them? So when you begin to love yourself more than anything else, or you begin to love these idols and statues and love the dunya and love the way of the dunya and love the shaitan and all of these things, then know that your love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full right over, you are wasting that love and destroying yourself. Whereas that love of the true people of iman, the true people of sincerity, of ikhlas, of taqwa, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who truly believe, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are falling in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a greater passionate love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than themselves, more than their family, more than their parents and their children and their siblings and the dunya and the wealth and the property and the power and the fame, more than all of these things. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we love all of those, and at the end, whatever we have remaining, we give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if only they who have wronged would consider that when they see the punishment, when they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be certain that all power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your love should have been devoted and directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be too little, too late then as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are patient and loves those who are pure. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Allah loves those who are constantly repentant and turning to Him. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of that tawbah, that istighfar process when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who purify their heart and their mind and their soul of the love of the dunya, the love of the wealth, the love of the power, and they replace it with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran mentions, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That we think that we know where our love should be directed and who deserves the most love from us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that perhaps you hate a thing, you dislike a thing, but that thing is good for you. And perhaps you love a thing, you love all of these arbitrary things in the dunya, but these are bad things for you. They're not beneficial for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows while you do not know. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us in the Quran about, I love these people, I love the muhsineen, I love the muttaqeen, I love all of these people, I love the tawwabin, I love the mutatahireen, then why do we not become from those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who excel, love those who do good deeds and are righteous in their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that do good, وَأَحْسِنُوا, and do good. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the doers of good. Doers of good towards Allah, towards Rasulullah, towards your deen, towards your hereafter. Then do good, ihsan, and excellent actions indeed towards them, the remaining people in your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran mentions He loves justice. He loves those people. أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. He loves those people who do justice within their life. He loves those people who do mutawakkilin, those people who rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُقْسِتِين, those people who are equal and just in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who love the hereafter over the dunya. Because if you love the dunya, you will only receive your nasib in the dunya. But if you love to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who give out charity, love those who love humanity, love those who love peace, and love those who love mercy as well. So Allah, most importantly, out of all of the love that He mentions throughout the Quran, focuses our attention to the love of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you make this claim and you make the statement and if you declare that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qualify your statement, bring forth the evidence if you want to make this claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Then follow the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the greatest expression of love and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following and loving the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama unconditionally. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Then when you follow the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam wholeheartedly in your night, in your day, throughout your life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, in return will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Then and only then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you as well and remove your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran also says that قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله. That if you make this claim that your fathers are more beloved to you, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your relatives, your wealth that you have obtained, the commerce, the business wherein you fear that will decline, you know, don't close up your shop, don't, you know, reject that job. Why? Because we'll lose out some money. Don't think about the call of Allah, the Jumu'ah, the Salah, or any of those things. But no, we fear that we'll lose money, so keep your shop open. We fear that we'll lose a job, so let's do the job and leave our salah. If you fear all of these things and the wealth that you have obtained and the dwelling that you are pleased with, all these courtiers and these mansions and all of these things that you have dedicated your entire life to make, all of these are more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Then wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala executes His command, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide those people who are disobedient. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you, created you, for you to worship Him, to recognize Him, to fall in love with Him and His commands and His prohibitions. He created you to love and revere, respect and honor the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to follow your deen wholeheartedly and completely, to love the hereafter, to love returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after all of that, then love your family and your parents and your siblings and all of these things. If all of these are more important to you than Allah and His Rasul and His deen, then wait for the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these are some of the things that I wanted to share with you today. We have a bit more, but inshallah al-Aziz will continue our discussion on love in the Quran and Sunnah and the greatest love story of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly fall in love with Him and truly fall in love with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with our deen, and also in returning back to Allah Azza wa Jalla.